with BookBeat on Don Swaim. In 1974, actress Marlo Thomas conceived a book for young people that became a phenomenal success and led to a record in a TV special. It was called Free to Be You and Me. Writer Christopher Cerf says Free to Be You and Me was an important and trend-setting book.
It really was the first book that concentrated on doing very entertaining stories and songs and poems for kids that still didn't have kind of built-in gender stereotypes. You know, there were stories about it was okay for a boy to cry or to have a doll or for a girl to like sports.
Last year, when Marlo Thomas decided it was time to do a sequel called Free to Be a Family, she turned to Christopher Cerf, who has long been associated with the TV show Sesame Street.
The book's been out of a couple of months now. It reached number one on the bestseller list in the Times after a couple of weeks, which is certainly one of the biggest thrills I've ever had in publishing. Now we're working on the record and a television show.
Free to Be a Family is in full color, crammed with stories, poems, songs, even a comic strip, all exploring the many different ways of being a family in the 1980s.
All kinds of terrific people, from Kurt Vonnegut to Gloria Steinem on one hand, to most of the writers from Sesame Street, and Lily Tomlin, the Muppets. I mean, incredible number of people have contributed.
Christopher Cerf, editor of Free to Be a Family by Marlo Thomas and her friends, a book about belonging, published by Bantam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I have a huge audience of four-year-olds because I do a lot of the rock and roll music for Sesame Street.
That's Christopher Cerf, the editor of Free to Be a Family, a sequel to the best-selling 1974 Marlo Thomas book, Free to Be, You and Me. Cerf says the book's theme is the family and its many different forms.
Over the years, we've tended to have a stereotype of the word family as mom, and dad and two little nice kids and dad goes to work, you know. Now that, of course, is still a lot of families are like that. But increasingly, a lot aren't. We have parents with both of whom are work. We have divorced families, I'm afraid, more than we used to. Kids who are adopted who don't feel their families are quite the same. So our first goal with this really is to say, no matter what your family is, it's okay. We want kids to feel that.
Christopher Cerf says that he and his collaborators wanted to make children feel good about special family situations, such as adoption.
We tried to think of who would be a good role model for adopted kids, and we realized that Superman was indeed an adopted kid. So we went to DC Comics, and they agreed to let us do a whole comic strip about the day that Superman found out as a kid that he was adopted.
Christopher Cerf, the message of Free to Be a Family is told in verse, music and prose and beautiful art. And all the revenues from the book go to groups which work with families and children. Published by Bantam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It's hard to categorize Christopher Cerf, long associated with Sesame Street. He's also a Grammy Award-winning songwriter, record producer, a humorist, and a book editor. If the name Cerf sounds familiar, it's because Christopher is the son of the late legendary publisher Bennett Cerf, the founder of Random House. What was it like growing up as a son of Bennett Cerf?
I think it's only later that you realize how special it was, because it just seemed natural to me that William Faulkner would come for dinner or John O'Hara would come for dinner. But there were always wonderful writers around.
It was clear that Bennett Cerf had high expectations for his son.
My dad was very easygoing, but in a subtle way, he really was teaching me publishing all the time. He said, I don't care if you go into the media or not, but if you don't, I'll kill you. That was the way he usually put it.
Christopher Cerf went to Harvard, where he was preoccupied by the Harvard Lampoon.
When I went to school, everyone said, gee, Chris, you're going to have to choose. You're either going to be a songwriter, or you're going to work in television, or you're going to work in publishing. And my dad, I think, shared the view with me that they're all kind of the same thing. They all involve writing or creativity or design.
And that mixed media approach has applied to Christopher Cerf's latest book, Free to Be a Family, published by Bantam, which is aimed at helping young people understand the different ways of being part of a family. A record version and a TV special will be out later this year. Free to Be a Family is a sequel to the 1974 Marlo Thomas book for young people, Free to Be You and Me. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.